Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Hunter from Shelf by Shelf Instagram account. Hi, Hunter.
Hi.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm so happy to be here. There's not really much to tell. I am a vigorous reader and occasional, I write every day. I write and do portraits and a lot of yoga and hide in my house, and that's about it.
I love it. I love what you share in your Bookstagram account, and I love that you share your writing and your doodling, which is beautiful, by the way. So it's amazing what you do.
Thank you. It's so funny because when I first started sharing like other things, I was worried. I was like, oh no, like, are people going to like leave because I'm not sticking? I mean, because I stick to books in my posts, but I do share a lot of everything else in my stories. Mm-hmm. And I thought people would be annoyed, but people seem to enjoy it. So
yeah, I think it gets an insight of the person beyond the books, because like, there's so much stuff we can share about ourselves. So it's kind of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about yoga, and you have a yoga drama, an ongoing yoga drama. So what has sparked the drama?
So like, when I turned 25, one of my friends was like, I was saying that I wanted to be healthier and do more. And I'd been going to the gym, but not really going. And, I told my granny, I said, I need therapy, but I can't afford to like have therapy and go to work out. And she said, and my granny said, she's like, you should try yoga, because then it'll be like kind of like both. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing yoga, but I thought I had an idea of what it was, but then I did not. And it was very, like, if you don't know what yoga is and you just go into it kind of blind, it can seem very strange, because people are very comfortable, it's very relaxed. And the first time I ever shared anything about it was actually somebody passed gas in class. And I was thinking somebody would like address it, and nobody did. And then it happened again, like a few minutes later, and nobody addressed it. And it was the same person too. And then it happened again. And I was like, oh, excuse you. And then like everybody like looked at me in judgment, because I was the one to say something. And I didn't know that you weren't supposed to like comment on it. And then like I would like look at people and be like, oh wow, like there's like someone was so attractive. And I would just talk about it on my stories, not so I didn't say it to them. And then people just got very invested in like this like ongoing, you know, journey of yoga with me. And I guess that like I just have a very different viewpoint on it, and so people like that.
Yeah, I love your viewpoint about yoga, because it's like you're sharing what we think about it, where, you know, we try to be all zen and try to be all like comfortable in ourselves, but the reality is we are running commentary about other people.
Absolutely. The thing is, you know, I think, yeah, I have a problem with like not really having a filter sometimes, but I've learned to just kind of channel it. I almost feel like, I think we all have those like running commentaries in our heads, but, I always think of them almost as in America's Next Top Model, when the models will go into the confessionals and they'll tell everything they think.
I kind of
feel like, and that's how I use my Instagram at this point, is like, I'm like, okay, like this is my like safe space to like tell everything.
I love it. You're living a reality show. You got your own producer, you know, pumping you questions so you can tell us your confessionals.
Oh yeah.
I love it. So now let's talk about books. Because you have a book on your account. So what is your ideal book? What type of plot of characters or story that you tend to like?
I love a really sad story, but generally my go-to book, it has to be, I'm really fascinated with language, and I love to read on a sentence level, and so I love beautifully written sentences. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of look past flaws in the plot or sometimes even in character if the language is beautiful enough, but mm-hmm. preferably my favorite things are language and character. So anything that's like character driven with beautiful language, that's my, I guess, which they say literary fiction is all very character based and language focused. So
yeah. So what kind of books would fall into this category that you like?
Okay. I love Swamplandia by Karen Russell, which is very Southern Gothic magical realism. And the way she describes things is just so unique and beautiful. I love that. I also love, Hanya Yanagihara. She wrote A Little Life and The People in the Trees. And I think that's also along that line. I'm trying to think, there's so many. Alexander Chi writes a lot about this. Lauren Groff actually is amazing. Hers are very character focused, and they also are, her language is just phenomenal.
So let's talk about the other side of the coin. What are your least favorite qualities in a book that you know you should avoid?
Let me think. I like pretty much almost any book, but I'm not a huge fan of, I guess it's not even, I like upmarket fiction, but I guess just like those books that you find at the supermarket, like mm-hmm. anything, like any type of those like binge reads are just not really for me. And then I think this other side goes without saying, but if a book is problematic, then it's just really hard for me to enjoy it, just because mm-hmm. I know, like my kind of little Jiminy Cricket gets in the way, and I'm like, okay, I can't look past that. So
I hear ya. So what are your go-to genres?
I definitely, anything within the literary fiction, all of those subgenres within there I love, but my go-to genre that's outside of that is actually memoir. And specifically, like, this is horrible, but I love memoirs where someone is like going through it, if it's a bad childhood, that's my favorite. So the worse the childhood, the better. I'm like, yes, I'm here for it, like, let's hear your trauma.
I love it. So what are some of your go-to memoirs or memoirs that fill this need?
Yeah, my favorite memoirist is Mary Carr. She wrote a book called The Liars Club, which is about her childhood growing up in Texas. And then she also wrote a memoir called Cherry, which is about her teenage years. And then she wrote a memoir called Lit, which is about like late teens until like middle age, where she dealt with alcoholism and she became a Catholic. It's very fascinating, but I love those. And I also love, I'm trying to think, there's so many. I read a memoir that's coming out next year. It's called Fairest by Meredith Taliesin. And that one was fascinating, and it's she's a trans Korean albino immigrant woman who like it's about, all about identity in so many fascinating ways that I just haven't really seen it like expressed before. And I also loved In the Dream House by Carmen Maria
Machado.
Machado, yes,
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
That's awesome. So now let's go to the fun stuff. What are some of your most anticipated new releases?
Okay, so some of my, there's so many, but I know for sure the new Otessa Moshfegh, she has a book coming out called Death in Her Hands. Mm-hmm. And that one I'm really excited about because I loved My Year of Rest and Relaxation, and I thought it was so funny for dealing with something so awful in some ways. So I love, and I just want to see what she does next. And then I also am excited for Emma Straub's All Adults Here, because she to me is like, it's well written and thoughtful, but it's also fun enough to be a beach read. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then I'm also really excited for The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, because mm-hmm. I love the mothers, and and that cover is so beautiful. So
I love it. And who are your go-to Audible authors?
I think that there are so many, but definitely Lauren Groff. I will buy anything. She could literally write, about betting, and I would buy it. Karen Russell, Hanya Yanagihara, Gillian Flynn, Alexander Chi, Jasmine Ward, for sure. But yeah, those are kind of the same And they all kind of have a lot of similarities in their writing too that I kind of go for. So
I love it. Which two books have you read in the past few months that you recommend?
There's so, like, this is one of those where I'm trying to like narrow it down because there's so many, because this year has been so good about books. Like, it is amazing how many books there are that are coming out. But I read Real Life by Brandon Taylor back in January. Mm-hmm. And it is phenomenal, beautifully written. It just, I have not seen a book quite like it. But if I had to like put it in a, it would be almost like if Philip Roth and Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie wrote a book together, which sounds really strange, but that was really good. I also loved Kept Animals by Kate Milliken, which just came out this month. And at first I thought it was just a book about a girl and her horse, kind of like Flicka. And it's about so many more things than that. And it actually has the perfect ending, I'm convinced. And then I also just finished a book called Shiner by Amy Jo Burns. And every single line is like a song. It is beautiful.
Mm.
So those are definitely some that I'm recommending.
I love it. And so what's on your TBR?
Once again, too many, but definitely Transcendent Kingdom by Ya Jesse. She wrote Homegoing a couple years ago, and it was one of my favorite books I'd read at the time, and I just know that her next book is going to be great. And then also The Death of Vivek Oji, I believe, by Akweke Emezi. I think they're an awesome writer, and I loved both of their debuts, but Emezi's was Freshwater, and that one I really enjoyed. And then I also want to read this memoir that's just recently come out called Children of the Land, which I hear is really good.
Yeah, I heard that's really good. It's about immigrant story, Mexican American.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting story. It's very timely, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome. So where you can find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Shelf by Shelf. And I also have a blog that I'm currently retooling, but you can still find a lot of my backlist reviews, and it's www.shelfbyshelf.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Hunter, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends, then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.